May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love from May 25th, 2019. And I'm going to get a little bit into the cosmic weather. Local weather here in Montana has been a wet, cold spring. Cosmic weather, what's going on globally? Right now, the moon is in Aquarius. Sun is in Gemini. So we got strong air influence. You know, when I say airy mental, higher mental, can be a very agile mental time right now where you know, a lot of thoughts flying in and out. This is like with both air signs, Aquarius and Gemini, and with the sun, moon in these signs, sun being conjunct Mercury, you get more Mercurian mental stuff going on. Anyway, this is kind of cosmic weather that we're all experiencing. I'm not going to go into that too much today, the cosmic weather. I've got a post I've just published that I'll be talking about today. And those who know how my show usually goes, I'm going through the basically the narrative that's 100% scripted with what I just published, but I'm 50% flexible as I go through it and get off script, you might say, and cuss and discuss some of the things between the lines. And the piece I'm talking about today, which is published, is called The Revolution We've Been Waiting For. Now, when I use the word revolution in this case, I'm referring to 90% of the word, which is evolution, you know, small r, capital evolution. So the revolution we've been waiting for, and a byline there is perception correction for disruption of corruption. You know how I like to play on words, those who follow my show. And basically, this is all part of the revelations process. We're in a global stage of revelation. That's part of the cosmic weather right now, is unveiling the mysteries of God, love, source on earth, as in cosmos at large. So I'm going to be going into a different aspect of this today. You know, I'm kind of always massaging that message of this shift from 3D to 5D, you know, basically from deep state to high state, and involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. You know, the process, you might say, is the product of this show. So here's to the process, and be going into that, you might say, in a higher mental way today, you know, in the spirit of the times, the weather today, you know, with the aspects, the air aspects of Aquarius and Gemini. I'll be going into different aspects of this. So if your mind is agile, then I really appreciate, you might say, this metaphoric massaging of this big shift message, you know, from deep state to high state, 3D to 5D, you know, higher consciousness, you know, in process, then you might appreciate different aspects of the show today. And there are three videos that I have embedded, and again, I'll have this, a link to this, the narrative is in the show notes, that you can always go to Artcom Network, and it's the most recent article published at the top, or you can always go to 2019 Global Revolution. Again, that if you would Google 2019 Global Revolution, the page, you know, that comes up, you know, for whether it's on the Heartcom Network or that direct link at 2019 Global Revolution, has been the theme and the series I've had since the first of the year. And so I'm focusing in on it coming into the July 4th, you know, the celebration of revolution period. I'm basically working up to that, and I'll be going into different aspects of that today. So let me begin with, you know, after the preface, you know, the crisis and the opportunity. And there's a link there regarding conscience currency for the next economy. Now, those who have followed my show realize that I provide a multimedia show. If you pull up the link that I provide, and again, this is at 2019 Global Revolution. If you pull up that link, it provides videos as well as articles and links that you can always pause the narrative of the show if you're listening to the podcast. And you can then, like I say, pause the podcast, watch the videos, look at the links, you know, get more of an in-depth understanding of the concept. So it's like a conscience-directed, personalized multimedia show. I've been evolving this multimedia concept with the radio show, especially since the first of the year, because I can publish videos and articles, embed the videos and articles, and provide a narrative guideline that people can go in depth to the extent that they want to at different links and with different videos, and with the intent that, you know, you can always find something interesting, something that, you know, enlightening, you know, and rather than watching the boob tube and getting programmed, you know, you can interact with resources, with my compendiums of the week, which I've been pretty much doing, you know, things that I find each week that are coming out that you won't see in mainstream media. You can then go into it and get insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you know, what's really going on in the world that you won't be getting on the boob tube or, you know, national propaganda radio. Don't get me wrong, NPR's got some great stuff on it. But when you go into the political realm, it's, you know, the Office of Information, Ministry, Truth, whatever, the deep state, there's billions of dollars every year to different intelligence agencies that script the mainstream media. And what we've been getting and what people have been waking up to is a lot of scripted, you know, fake news that's, you know, with half-truths outright, you know, propaganda that is taken as settled science, so to speak. They do this on a regular basis on NPR. They'll trot out these experts, and they are continuing to refer to their settled science, that it's established. You know, for example, and I'll just give an example, like vaccines, for example, is settled science that they're safe and they do no harm. Of course, they never mention that they've got secret vaccine courts that have paid out billions of dollars for vaccine injuries, which is to say they're not safe, and it's not settled science. There's never been an efficacy double-blind study showing that vaccines are safe. But this is the kind of misinformation, disinformation, cognitive dissonance that the American people are just deluged with these days. You know, you can hardly turn on the boob tube without, you know, getting messaged with, again, half-truths and outright deception. And, of course, the technique that has become very sophisticated is giving, like, 99% truth or 97% truth, and you're buying into it, then they'll slip in the big lie. So getting, you know, congruent on and heart coherent and mind congruent on what's really going on in the world requires kind of an alternative perspective to, you know, the mainstream programming. And when I say programming, I'm talking about the old media that's one-way, centralized, top-down distribution of information with no feedback. Now, the new media, the internet media, which is interactive, you know, like with Facebook and social media is interactive, they're increasingly being shut down on the internet, at least independent truth tellers. So this is a dynamic that's going on right now, and I've been reporting on it, you know, the last several articles, you know, again, that are archived at the 2019 Global Revolution, that these articles that have been explaining and exposing this are quite definitive, you know, the last several months in particular, that independent truth tellers on the internet are just being shut down. They're being deplatformed. They're being, you know, demonetized. They're being outright censored, you know, blacklisted, censored. However you want to say it, you know, the voices are being silenced on the internet that provide an alternative view to mainstream, what I call pretty much insanity, you know, not sane, not truthful. You know, it's when the internet began exposing all this fake news is that the campaign to shut down internet truth tellers began, especially over this last year, but ever since Trump's been elected. And of course, we have this whole situation with Russiagate is, you know, it's like they've, you know, the mainstream deep state media just beats that horse, that dead horse, you know, incessantly. And you know, anything to make Trump wrong and go after him. And don't get me wrong, I'm not 100% pro-Trump. I've, you know, more than I wanted to, you know, because of the backlash, I've been exposing Trump and his Zionist connections and how that, you know, how Christian Zionists and the whole thing of political Zionism and what it is and how it's, you know, they've pretty much surrounded Trump with layer upon layer of advisors and you know, all the top mucky mucks, you might say, in the banksters, you know, the mainstream media, and all these basically strongholds of Zionist influence, specifically the military-industrial complex. When I say Zionist, it's all about, you know, when I say pro-Israel, I'm talking about pro-Israel policies of endless terror war. You know, you got to create and manage, you know, war by creating an enemy, and then, you know, and this ties into the military-industrial complex. And again, this is, you know, something most of my listeners to this show are familiar with. Some people are not interested in anything negative about the U.S. government or the political party, right or left. They just basically want to believe in America. And everyone's 100% right for their prevailing awareness. They may be out to lunch as far as cosmic universal law goes. You know, but we're all accountable in the end, you know, for our relationship to source, all that is real, you know. So the gathering of the tribes of Israel is basically the uniting of the I am race. The key word for America, the understanding of America, is an anagram. If you scramble the letters, it spells the I am race. Then we're talking about a global unity, community, unity and diversity, you know, of global netizens that are all into the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, you know, so help me, source, God, divine love, you know, however you want to put it. So we're all in relationship to source, ultimately, one way or the other. I mean, you know, in the end, we'll stand before the karmic board or whatever you want to say, the judgment seat, you know. And, you know, my understanding is that the seven members of the Great Karmic Board anchor their energy into you upon transition into your seven chakras, and you rise to your Christ self, and you view your whole life from the perspective, a Christic perspective of the high state of, in a sense, non-judgment, or the judgment that is just, you know, the justice that just is. This understanding of how we, you know, come from source and go back to source, and how we are in the universe and the universe is in us. This is where the astrology psychology comes in, you know, the quantum field understanding of the universe infused in the universe of our atom cells and electrons, you know, and how we are energetic beings. And when the body dies, you know, the energy, you know, of our conscious being goes on to higher octaves, you know, and of course, this is not a mainstream understanding either. This is controversial to a lot of, especially fundamentalists of any religion, whether we're talking about Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or whatever. The mysteries of, you know, the metaphysical mysteries of God, love, source, you know, divine law, cosmic law, universal law, the law of what I refer to as the law of love, you know, basically, you know, the L, linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law, O, L-O, the nonlinear, spherical, spirit of the law, V, L-O-V, V, and the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, L-O-V, like the left brain, right brain, switching with the corpus callosum, you know, that does the switching between the two brain hemispheres. So you've got this thesis, antithesis, synthesis in the V, the synergy in the trinity, all being integrated with the four triangles in the E of the love model, which is, you know, the E is like a symbolic square with a cross through the middle and a circle in the very center, which is referencing the capstone or the creative ascent process, the capstone as far as the integration of the L, O, and the V in all four archetypal Jung dimensions, quadrants of being. And these are metaphysical models, you might say, of cosmic universal law, you know, the universal archetypes, Jung, of the collective unconscious, and the first principles of the law. Again, the first principles of the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, the trinity, the four in one, you know, the components to the capstone for the creative ascent process, whereby we become more conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience. And this is, you know, the cyber ethics of the higher self, the real self, the Christ self. Some would say the Buddhic Christ, Buddhic self. You know, but basically at a high state that transcends the lower state, or you might say the deep state within each of us. Each of us has a subconscious and unconscious, a deep state, you might say. And collectively, we have the shadow, you know, and the subconscious, the unconscious. And what's happening now globally, there, with the shift of energies on the planet, you know, with the Schumann resonance spiking and the energies going up, people are becoming conscious of how they are conscious. This is the lifting of the veil or the shifting of the veil that that Revelations has always referred to, you know, at the time of Revelations, where people are waking up, wising up, and rising up, and this is quite a phenomenon going on. So the path to holistic global healing for sick civilization, I mean, civilization that's sick and on the brink of war, it begins when the patient, you know, civilization, stops warring in its own members. So there's a mirroring going on between within us and with individually and collectively, between the deep state, unconscious, subconscious, you know, the shadow, and of our oneself and collectively, that it's there's so much disconnect, you know, from, you might say, the holy whole with fragmentation and over specialization, like a divide and conquer, that, you know, people are losing touch with the sense of source. I remember when I studied with Buckminster Fuller at the University of Pennsylvania, he talked about how he went to this one, he was lecturing someplace, and while he was waiting, actually, for his time to speak, he went to hear this talk that was by leading anthropologists and psychologists, and they were both, these two different meetings he went to, both of them discussed how all species and civilizations that became extinct did so because of over-specialization and under-adaptability to, you might say, common sense, or the whole environment or the whole systems. And this has always stuck with me, you know, that when as global civilization matures, we're all coming into unity, you know, unity and diversity with the capability of instant everywhere interactive, you know, telecommunication capabilities. But at the same time, we've got all this political BS, you know, belief system going on that tries to keep us divided and conquered and tries to keep us, you know, whether it be nationalism or sexism or racism, you know, the sense of separation and to focus on that and the problem rather than the solution. Of course, the solution, unity in our diversity, makes the problem obsolete. You know, win-win makes win-lose obsolete. Buckminster Fuller was really big on talking about that in his different books. And again, he's kind of, for most people, he's gone in the dustbin of history, doesn't get much attention, because basically his whole concept of how we can provide win-win for all global humanity that was like prelude to the judgment on the deep state, you know. And so the deep state media, you know, they never refer to Buckminster Fuller, but, you know, Buckminster Fuller was the one who inspired the Whole Earth Catalog, you know, back in the 70s, which was like the Internet before the Internet. It was a way of looking at all these tools and processes, you know, for making a better world, the Whole Earth Catalog. And, again, most kids, millennials, you know, never even heard of it, or are not. A lot of them, millennials, have never heard of Buckminster Fuller because they certainly don't focus on his phenomenal Renaissance work on the university level. Quite the opposite. You know, they're into, again, compartmentalizing the mind of people that graduate so they become cogs in the social machinery, not holistic holistic thinking, you know, not thinking for yourself, but, you know, basically having highly specialized, if not, in this case, what I would refer to being over-specialized thinking in one aspect of the whole, rather than what Buckminster Fuller referred to as whole systems theory, looking at whole systems and whole systems within systems, and how they're all, again, relate back to unity and diversity, you know, the larger, you know, the holy whole, the whole that's greater than the sum of the parts, you know, that's the synergies of cooperation rather than the dissonance of division. So anyway, I'm way off script here at this point in narrative. I'm just getting into the show material. Then again, you can, if you're not following from the article, or the recent article at HeartCom Network, or at 2019 Global Revolution, I'm just basically getting into the meat of this, and what I'm referring to is the process of waking up, wising up, rising up. You know, when we know better, we can do better. I mean, the problem is that mass deception, you know, fake news, you know, corrupts perception, and it disrupts the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, you know, et cetera, to control us with lies, propaganda, you know, fake news. And what's frustrating is people are waking up to this, but they don't really know where to go to for solutions. You know, holistic, whole systems perspectives on, you know, the high state that makes the deep state obsolete. So we're facing now in global civilization, you know, some, you know, it's like reality therapy, you know. And the quote that references kind of where we're at right now is Thomas Jefferson, you know, again, back at the beginning of the American Revolution, he was saying, quote, "When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil." Now, that's a pretty heavy statement. What it's saying is that, you know, and, you know, Trump came in saying he was going to clean up the swamp, and boy, the swamp has been, you know, going after him ever since then, and we have virtually civil war going on in the deep state. When I say the deep state, well, there's like 16 intelligence agencies, and there's all these bureaucracies that they do not want change. They do not want free energy technology. They do not want quantum healing technologies, you know, that have been unveiled with the secret space program. And so there's just like there's war like on heaven as on earth as in heaven, instead of, you know, peace on earth as in heaven. We've got, you know, an unveiling of all these technologies that would provide free energy, holistic healing, you know, energy, quantum healing technologies that make, you know, toxic chemical invasive drugs, when I say obsolete, you know, at least a future that goes beyond them, you know, hopefully sooner than later, you know, so that we'll live longer and we'll live healthier and we'll live with much less invasive modalities of healing than we have now. and that, you know, the portents are there, the possibilities there, the new technologies are there that have been suppressed for a long time. You know, I could go back into Nikola Tesla, which is actually my last blog. I got into all kinds of Nikola Tesla technologies and what a brilliant mind he had. And you can also get into his holistic healing, with the energy healing, with Royal Raymond Rife, what he did with the Rife microscope and identifying for the first time viruses in the body, you know, and seeing them under this high-powered microscope the first time they're able to see that they were able to see viruses, and how Royal Raymond Rife then developed frequencies that they'd be able to find out watching the viruses under this incredible microscope that he developed, the Rife microscope, see which frequencies, you know, shattered the membranes of viruses in the body. I mean, this was, what, 70 years ago? And you think about that, you know, how the people all over the world, because of the Internet, know about this technology now. There's all these technologies that have been suppressed that are now, you know, out there. People know about them. And they also realize, well, it's not a matter of they don't work. It's just a matter of the entrenched status quo really has a problem with change from, you know, the whole economic system, you know, is based on endless war and disease, you know, that they're making that makes a killing on the creation and management of disease rather than prevention. I mean, there's no money in prevention of disease. There's no money in prevention of war for the military-industrial complex. And most people are waking up to the fact that the medical-industrial complex is as big and as nefarious as the military-industrial complex. So this is the awakening that's going on. And I'm speaking to it, you know, in the spirit of the moon in Aquarius and the sun in Gemini, you know, like this higher mental, you know, my mind is, you know, kind of free with this energy of the day, the cosmic weather of the day. And it's like a good time to really, when I say cuss and discuss, you know, the core problem and the potential, you know, solution. So the evolution we've been waiting for is what I'm going to be going into today, and I'm going to begin with a quote from Thomas Paine, again, who sparked the American Revolution with common sense. You know, he's a citizen journalist, just a common guy who is, you know, we call him netizen journalist today, you know, people that blog on the Internet. You know, I kind of like to think of myself as one, you know, an independent blogger journalist. But Tom Paine said it, you know, back at that time. He said, quote, "It is at all times necessary, and particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." So, first principles, you know, went on to become, you know, the Bill of Rights, you know, the core constitutional freedoms. And we're seeing the potential with the Internet for an upgrade of these five core Internet freedoms, you know, like the first principles of net neutrality or net reality, you know, of global netizens in a global village, people all over the world, and the ability to upgrade our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition government with electronic town hall meetings and more of a real-time interactive communication, community, communion with these first principles that involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, you know, culturing social conscience in our social networks. I mean, common sense would say that if there's more social conscience in our social networks, then, you know, there will be more of a win-win cooperative energy, you know, that's best for all rather than a corrupt power elite that wants to keep us divided and at war and basically so sick and tired of being sick and tired, we're too sick and tired to do anything about the corruption. There, we have an opportunity, you know, and the goal, this is like the divine destiny of Earth's evolution at this time, is basically, again, to wise up, you know, with this extraordinary knowledge, power, and potential for wisdom on the Internet. And so I'm going to be going into this more, and you know, with the idea of considering the world-changing advances with this, you might say, new American global evolution, revolution, revelation. So what I'm going to go into is kind of a mini history of the global evolution, revelations, evolution, revolution, revelations that are shaping profound world change. So we can begin by considering that, I mean, history teaches that every government system has entrenched special interests with a vested interest in the social, political, and economic status quo. I mean, you know, the status quo gets entrenched. Special interests, powerful corporate special interests have a vested interest in concealing, wasting, and destroying abundant information that would basically expose the corruption. So the deep state has no incentive to change business as usual. You know, these special interests, you know, the corporatocracy, some people refer to it, you know, operates by corporate law, not constitutional law. And corporate law says that wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public. That precedence goes all the way back to Henry Ford when he wanted to keep the price of the Tin Lizzie, you know, the first automobile, down, and the stockholders sued him and won because they're more interested in the profits than keeping the prices low. So that became, so to speak, settled law, corporate law with precedence. And so the mighty corporations today, you know, put stockholders before the public, you know, which you might say are the shareholders, but or stakeholders, is the public, but the stockholders come first. Well, excuse me. Constitutional law is just the opposite. You know, the public comes first. You know, it's government of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for the corporatocracy. But this is where we're getting all the conflict today. Of course, corporate media, you know, the corporate banks, which, you know, most people know that the Federal Reserve Bank isn't federal and it has no reserve. It's a privately owned corporation. And you can go right across, you know, the big pharma, big oil, big tech, you know, that these big giant corporations, they're really into ownership and control of the physical and human resources of people for profit and control, not, you know, for what's best for all. And so this is a fundamental, you might say, dis-ease in the body politic of America. And there's like a civil war going on there right now. The whole world is watching it and thinking that, you know, America is crazy. When I say that, there's policies going on in the world that the whole world's watching it, you know, like this, and I reported this in my last blog, you know, with this whole in the Middle East with that strike force going in with B-52 bombers and aircraft carriers and, you know, planning to attack Iran. That thing has blown up. The whole situation in Venezuela has blown up as far as exposing the corruption behind it and who was behind it and the false flags regarding Iran. But the mainstream media is doing the same thing of repeating, you know, when I say propaganda, I mean it's just right out blatant disinformation that anyone that does a little bit of a digging on the internet, you know, could find out. And of course, that's what I do every week, and just blows my mind how blatant it's become. So I'm not going to get through this unless I go a little faster, but I'm going to try and keep it congruent. So the point I'm trying to make about history, teaching us that government has a deeply entrenched special interest, and when I say government, I'm talking about government-corporate collusion, which is like government now is almost like an extension of giant corporate cartels that have a vested interest in protecting their special interests. And they don't have any incentive to change, you know, from business as usual. But so fundamental change requires a crisis, and we're now seeing an existential crisis in the world. I mean, you're seeing it in the media on the surface. Below the surface, people that follow what's going on, like the X-22 report and other, you know, and everyone has their own sources of good information on the internet, and I quite often link them in my articles with more, you know, compendiums. I provide more in-depth information with videos and articles that you can go into this deeper. But there are good sources out there that's explaining the global crisis with the deep state intent to create war with Venezuela, Iran, and thus with their allies, Russia and China. And this is, again, the last blog I did, you know, one of the last blogs I did, I think it was two blogs ago, went into what's going on in the Middle East in more detail. And I provide the link in this article that you can go there and read about that in depth, and how a bunch of false flags have been exposed, how they're trying to create war with Iran with false flags. So my point is that no one in deep state mainstream media can report what I'm talking about without censorship. I'm small potatoes, so, you know, I'm kind of flying under the wire here because, you know, I'm, so to speak, nobody. Then I'm not mainstream. You know, there's no benefit in censoring me as a general rule because I don't have that many listeners or viewers. And, you know, why would they come after Cosmic Love? It just doesn't sound good, you know. And I say that I'm talking about, you know, Cosmic Love Solutions, you know, on the front end and the back end. In the meantime, you know, this creative ascent process, how we can, you know, culture conscious evolution, you know, globally, and what that will look like and how that will work, and how, you know, and in the future, I believe, you know, 15 years from now, when we look back, and I hope my grandkids will be able to look back and say, oh, Grandpa Cricky, he was writing about this stuff, you know, 15 years ago. And to provide, you know, with these archives, you know, provide kind of a week-to-week compendium of revelations regarding the geopolitical crisis and solutions that are emerging, the dynamics of this, kind of a historical a synopsis of what's going on in the world and how this evolved. So I really believe that the Internet provides an extraordinary opportunity to benchmark what is happening in the world in terms that takes both the left and the right, the high state, the deep state, all these different perspectives, and provides insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you know, the big picture. So we can, you know, look at the U.S. media crisis now, what's going on with virtually civil war between the deep state media, you know, the status quo, and the Internet trends to open an interactive systems. I mean, this is we can look at this process of how the world is waking up to itself as a whole. I mean, globally, people are waking up in America and worldwide to, you know, the big picture and where this thing is going as far as the trending to internet capabilities for openness and open and interactive systems. So we're seeing an existential crisis right now in America with this warring in our members, you might say, warring in, you know, the media. I mean, fake news, real news, you know, deep state, high state, you know, basically propaganda and truth-telling. You know, it's like there's a evolution of consciousness going on, and there are entrenched forces that, you know, do not want people waking up. This is going to be stepping up. There's things coming out this next week, and my next report will go into it. What's going on, you know, with the And this is a huge thing that's just starting, and I wasn't going to go into it today, but just going to mention it. The weaponizing of surveillance and the declassification of the FISA documents, what went on, going back to the 2016 campaign and the surveillance of thousands of U.S. citizens, and specifically the Trump family and relatives and people in the Trump campaign. Anyway, that's a huge issue that is on the internet. It's starting to explode. It's like a breakthrough explosive story that is we're going to be hearing about it this next week. I just thought I'd mention it because these are symptoms of not just an acute but a chronic crisis that convinces people worldwide of the need for systemic change. And this is the point. Again, fundamental change requires a crisis, and we're seeing an existential crisis in America. So if we do this mini history and go back like 100 years, we start to get to see a trend line evolving. And 100 years ago, there were huge social, economic, and political consequences as the U.S. led the world from horse and buggy to the horseless carriage age of automobiles. I mean, if you think about it, America led the world in this. Global innovation is part of America's divine destiny. I mean, back then, 100 years ago, man was learning to fly, and America led the world in airplane technology. And this also had profound social, economic, and political consequences. So this is, again, this global innovation is part of America's divine destiny, and new technology creates new opportunity. I mean, just as, if you think about it, just as clothes are an extension of the skin and automobiles are an extension of the feet, airplanes virtually gave wings to humans for the first time in history. This was a quantum leap. This was massive social, political, and economic change with the automobile. It was just like mankind took flight in every aspect of technological development, pioneered in the West. Back at the time of, airplane development. Well, there was also radio and telephones became an extension of the ear, and TV became an extension of our eyes and ears. Then came another quantum leap, the computer internet revolution. So, in synopsis, if you look at this mini history, of America pioneering the new frontier, of global evolution, we saw the computer internet revolution. I mean, how the computers are an extension of the brain. And the internet's like an extension of the global brain, the neural networking of our instant, everywhere, and interactive internet reality. So it's a global village now. This is a massive paradigm shift that entrenched organizations have not caught up with the full implications. But the reality global village reality, as far as our all-connected capabilities, this is such a huge shift. I mean, there's been so much paradigm shift and so fast of a whole different way of thinking of ourselves as, for example, the United Sovereigns of Earth, that many of us are suffering information overload and cognitive burnout with Alzheimer's-like disorientation. This is called future shock. And the book Future Shock by Alvin Toffler was a popular bestseller back in the 70s, and it made a very astute detailing of the social dis-ease that's characterized by the inability to process new information of an in-depth nature. Now, in the business world, this is a classic synopsis of executive burnout or paradigm paralysis. And again, I'll repeat what that is. It's the inability to process new information of an in-depth nature. Executive burnout, that's what happens with executive burnout. People trying to micromanage too much in their lives, and they can get what's called executive burnout or paradigm paralysis. And they're like, the new paradigms don't compute. They're basically stuck in a narrower vision of what's real, what's possible, because of it, call it executive burnout or whatever. Anyway, the point is that this was an acute problem back in the 70s when Alvin Toffler wrote about it. And that's why the book was so popular, because he nailed it. He was talking about something that was a serious problem back in the 70s. But this is what? 50 years later? I mean, it's a chronic problem now. It's not acute anymore. I mean, future shock is a chronic problem now. I mean, this social dis-ease is exacerbated even more by the extremely polarized dissonance in mainstream media. And on the surface, this may look like the just normal conflict of ideas in the public commons, but below the surface, we see that the mainstream media and the internet commons, so to speak, they've been hijacked by giant corporate cartels with a vested interest in public mind control, not general enlightenment. So unity in our diversity challenges divisive warring among us, you know, this civil war of cognitive dissonance and disinformation and outright propaganda and censorship. So as readers of, you know, this 2019 Global Revolution series I've been doing since the first of the year, as readers of this know, the power elite cabal or deep state, whatever you want to call it, they're making a killing on war, disease, and unregulated corruption. And these psychopaths naturally believe that population control through population reduction is a good thing. I mean, you know, if you're pro-life for your life, and you find out that someone's basically, you know, trying to kill you, or at least, you know, shorten your life, or, you know, basically numb you down or dumb you down or degenerate your health to the point where you're too sick, you're so sick and tired that you're too sick and tired to do anything about, you know, the corruption. I mean, if you wake up to that plot out of hell, so to speak, you're going to, you know, hopefully wise up and rise up and do something different. So at this point in the copy, I've got a quote from John F. Kennedy when he says, quote, "A revolution is coming." This is JFK speaking. "A revolution is coming, a revolution which will be peaceful if we are wise enough, compassionate if we care enough, successful if we are fortunate enough, but a revolution which is coming whether we will it or not. We can affect its character, but we cannot alter its inevitability. In other words, you know, and this is, again, the trending towards a global village, you know, united sovereigns of Earth, you know, a revolution in global, a higher consciousness of the family of mankind in a global village. You know, this revolution is virtually the divine destiny of Earth, you know, to come into unity, community, through communication, and communion with first principles, as Thomas Paine said. So you look at JFK, I mean, JFK challenged the deep state big time. You know, people are aware that he was going to end the Vietnam War. The historians are also aware, and a lot of people know that he was going to end the fiat money fraud. You know, he had silver certificates they were printing into currency so that they could go back to, you know, the silver standard and gold standard. And most people don't know that he was going to expose the secret space program, that he knew about it and was going to expose it with really advanced technology that would be the end of big oil, big pharma, as we know him, you know, and other, you know, of course, he's wanted to get rid of the big banks, too. I mean, he was challenging the deep state big time. And but thanks to the Internet, people worldwide know who killed JFK and why they did it. People, I mean, the family of mankind's waking up. They're rising up. They're rising up in a global village with common sense of ourselves as, you know, united sovereigns of Earth. And we're seeing extraordinary advances worldwide where people are becoming aware that quantum science, quantum reality, quantum science, it's pioneered these unified field concepts of connection and co-creation that have unprecedented social, political, and economic consequences. With this comes, you know, with this understanding of quantum reality, you know, and the capability of new technologies for what's called wisdom of the crowd, and, you know, an advanced form of, I wouldn't call it artificial intelligence, it's more like united intelligence, you know, how to provide consensus along with a higher standard of arriving at truth and consensus of what's best for all, you know, kind of a, you know, UI instead of AI, UI is united intelligence, and how this is advancing the currency of conscience with the power of love on a global scale. Now, power of love link, I always provide back to Ho'oponopono, you know, this whole understanding of the way in the collective consciousness, you know, we can heal, you know, individually and collectively. It's an amazing story, link and videos at the link on the power of love that I provide. Again, on the link on this and some other links, you know, within this last paragraph I was just discussing regarding wisdom of the crowd and the currency of conscience, the power of love, the concept of that, you know, as far as global holistic healing. I mean, that is the high touch with the high tech. As far as high tech goes, again, technology is kind of like money. It's currency. It's not really either good or bad. It's how it's used. But we're seeing extremely advanced technology, you know, computer technology, information database technology, informatics it's called, nanotechnology, you know, quantum technologies, and quantum technology as it affects you might say the full spectrum of reality, you know, the paradigm as we know it, the quantum paradigm, they will someday call, I really believe, the Aquarian Age the quantum age. You know, we had the communications age with satellites and TV and cable TV wiring the nation and the world. But this understanding of the Aquarian Age, you know, this millennial 2000 year, they're referred to as I really believe it's going to be called the quantum age. I mean, and again, we're talking about massive social, political, and economic consequences. And it'll be a process of, you know, transitioning to this, but this is where it's going. I mean, this is the age that a lot of this technology has been waiting for. This extremely advanced technology that could serve humanity in extraordinary ways. I mean, some of these technologies have advanced with capabilities that are far beyond what we are told is possible. You know, from outer space, secret space program to inner space, you know, quantum healing with frequencies and energies and light and sound. And there's some videos I provide in the bottom of this, the lengthy article I'm referring to today. Get in the show notes. If you go to several videos, one of them specifically of those videos goes into nanotechnology and extremely advanced use of nanotechnology in new warfare tools and processes. I can see right now I'm not going to get through all of this today, but I'm going to keynote some of the highlights, and that is conscience currency with cyber ethics can and will define the new gold standard. What that looks like, how that works, high touch, high tech. There's a section on that. And we're talking about a process of East meets West with and how that will happen with the tendency towards left brain dominance in Western civilization and East brain and right brain dominance in Eastern civilization, and how with hardware, you know, and interactive communications technology, how this will evolve unity and diversity and a balancing, you know, of left and right hemispheres. And this understanding of consciousness and left-brain thinking, left-brain dominant thinking, right-brain dominant thinking, I go into this in more detail. What's going on in the world right now as far as new economic order that's evolving hemispherically? There's quite a bit on that, and there's three videos, like I say, that finishes up this piece today that I wanted to talk about. And the final note and I wanted to mention that I'm celebrating, this is the 42nd year that I've been distributing the Swedish pollen extract in America. And as with my 42nd anniversary as distributor, this SPX, Swedish pollen extract, I'm celebrating with a special offer. You'll get a free bottle when you order two, or two free bottles when you order four, case lots of 12 or half price, free shipping. Of course, this is for a limited time. And if you want to take advantage of this special offer, which I'll probably be doing once a year maybe, just mention the offer when you order, and I provide the links, you know, in the copy here on the Swedish pollen extract. And I think you'll find, you know, those that haven't tried it before, extraordinary. If you read about it, it's one of the most extraordinary health supplements for building health and preventing disease, and that which prevents disease and therapeutic levels, of course, cure disease. I use it, and for all kinds of health conditions, I have phenomenal testimonials over the last 42 years, and I could go into a whole show on it, but most people will read the copy information. You've seen the highlights. We're talking about nutraceutical-grade royal jelly that has phenomenal benefits for health, vitality, mental clarity. I love the stuff. I use it regularly. I'm still dancing like I'm 20-something. I'm 70 years old now, and I'm still cranking. So by God's grace, I found a way to upgrade my health on a regular basis with the pollen extract. I take it faithfully, and you ought to give it a try. Check it out. And I hope to talk with you about it if you're interested. I'll explain more how to use it and how to use it, you know, for mental stimulation as a neurotransmitter precursor through taking it under the tongue, and then how it goes sublingually through the blood-brain barrier and provides neurotransmitter precursors for mental clarity. And anyway, I want to put that plug in. I usually don't. That's what sponsors my show. You know, the pollen extract for Ultramedic Services. And I wanted to do a wrap and thank you for listening this far, and I hope to talk with you here in a couple of weeks and maybe talk to you about the pollen extract in the meantime. So keep the faith, see the good, keep in touch, keep dancing, and make it so. Make it a good one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.